Leading our journey today is Father Joshua Janko, an associate pastor of the Pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Thank you for connecting with me as we journey together for a few minutes today. Once again, I will reflect on the Gospel of the day in our daily Mass readings. I will end with a short teaching on the Eucharist, as we are still in the Eucharistic revival. The Gospel for today comes from St. John chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. This passage has Jesus in Jerusalem, and he arrives at a place called Bethesda, where many people there were ill, blind, lame, and crippled. Jesus approached a man who had been ill for 38 long years. Can you imagine being sick for this long? Jesus asked the man, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man shares with Jesus that he has no one to put him into the pool. Jesus immediately responds by providing the man what he had hoped would happen for 38 years. "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." The man became well, took up his mat, and walked. The care and concern of Jesus for this man is something that all of us can relate to in our own lives. Many of us are not well. Some of us are sick, maybe even suffering from debilitating conditions that have hindered us from living with wholeness and good health. Perhaps we can approach Jesus today with our heart's desire for healing. We can do this by asking our parish priest if he could provide the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. I believe my brother priests will agree with me that getting to pray for our parishioners and anoint them with the oil for the sick is such a joy and truly a privilege. Please do not think your priests are too busy to provide the sacraments. This is one of the reasons we have been called and why we are ordained to the priesthood. We are here to take care of God's people. Have faith, trust in God, and approach Jesus in the sacraments. Also, I will share with you a short teaching on the Eucharist that serves more as a reminder for you today. Remember that Eucharist means thanksgiving. We gather for the Eucharist, giving thanks to God the Father in communion and union with His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Eucharist, and the Eucharist is Jesus. Sometimes we lose sight of this reality and truth. After the consecration at Mass, the bread and wine that we have offered and prayed over in Mass become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. One source on my bookshelf, a concise dictionary of theology, compiled by Fathers Gerald O'Collins and Edward Gorugia, states that, quote, "Eucharist refers besides to Christ's real presence under the appearances of bread and wine. The greatest of the sacraments and the center of church life, the Eucharist was instituted by Christ at the Last Supper," end quote. This source also points out that, quote, "As a meal, the Eucharist makes us guests at God's own banquet and expresses our deepest unity in the church," end quote. This is important and literally very good food for thought as we strive to go deeper in our understanding and appreciation of this most sublime gift, especially during the Eucharistic revival. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.